After the election of Barack Obama, a Department of Homeland Security intelligence study written in coordination with the FBI warned of the resurgence of right-wing extremism. And I want to point that out. In 2009, we were kind of talking about it, weren't you? Do you remember that? 2009, we're saying, oh, well, look, there's kind of a backlash going on. People are so upset that there's a black president. Well, remember that, because we see the fruition of that now. The white supremacists got themselves organized. And as I was saying, there's very extensive evidence that they are in our law enforcement community. And that's how we keep that and the denial of what is going on, that and the denial of the depredation of whiteness. It's all of a piece. That is how we maintain this apartheid state. Don't be in denial anymore. I want to use an old-fashioned word, my fellow whites, repent. It's not that hard. Come over the other side. Repent. Repent of whiteness. Stop thinking of yourself as a white person. Stop thinking of yourself as that status. It's 10 o'clock. It is time for Air Cascadia. Thank you for listening. Please call in. Once again, that number, 877-500-5266. Going out to you and all the ships at sea.
Today, KVU is celebrating 49 years of community-produced journalism, public affairs, and breaking news.
We've been with you through fascism, neoliberal imperialism, and now, idiocracy.
We're not going anywhere either.
While bicentennials are good and fine, we wanted to make sure 49 got some love and attention too.
Thanks to all KVU members, past and present, and you, future donor listening in,
we know you're out there.
We appreciate your every contribution and look forward to bringing you homegrown community radio in the decades to come.
So tune in this Friday starting at 7 a.m. going all the way till 8 p.m. for our special news and public affairs
day.
Hello, KVU members. Thank you for being a part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by the KVU Board of Directors is essential. Here's an opportunity for you to join the KVU Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all of our members. Please consider applying to become a KVU Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There's a time commitment about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KVU member. To apply, go to kvu.fm or stop by the station and pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is February 18th at 5 p.m. We are looking for folks who love KVU, who are committed to the community and KVU's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Apply today to support your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2017, day two of the KBOO Winter Membership Cruise. This is probably the most critical fundraiser the station has ever faced, and I'm not exaggerating, because this is the first funder of the Trump regime. The coming 4 years are going to be a struggle, and the coming days launch our maximum community effort. We want you all on board. It's going to be one hell of a cruise, and you don't want to miss this. You really don't. When this membership set sail, You better be on board. We need all of you, all of us together. That's what makes it happen. And the 4 years ahead, it hasn't even started yet. There's a hue and a cry and there's protests. Wow, we're having massive protests and it hasn't happened yet. He hasn't even finished appointing his demons. This isn't it, people. This is just the beginning. So keeping that in mind, think about how incredibly important community radio is to you, to your community right now, for keeping us all together, keeping us all informed and up to speed on the issues that really matter for this community and for others who may not realize that it matters for them. But when some of what we take for granted is gone, that's when people are going to pay attention. And by that time, too late, people, the ship will already have set sail. So get on board right now today. We're going to have Steve Horn joining us in a little bit. Horn is an investigative journalist and a writer for Dismorg Blog. He has material up on Dismorg Blog. He has reports all the time. He's digging into a track record right now of the guy that Trump's White House just named as his top energy aide. Haven't heard of him before? Probably not. He isn't exactly a shining star in the environmental firmament. We're talking, of course, about Mike Catanzaro. And he has a long and, we can't say it on the radio. He's got quite a track record working as a fossil fuel industry lobbyist. He's worked for prominent climate change denier, Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, of course, and he writes some climate denying articles for the right wing publication Human Events. This is the guy that Trump has named as one of his top White House energy aides. It's a little bit alarming and surprising. Not surprising, but that's exactly why we're all here today. Catanzaro's lobbying disclosure forms for quarter four of 2016 serves a potential preview of energy policy that's in the pipeline, so to speak, from the Trump White House. During the final quarter, Catanzaro lobbied against U.S. Bureau of Land Management, against the BLM. Well, you'd be pretty right-wing to be right of the Bureau of Land Management. And so he's to the right of the BLM's methane regulations. He's against the U.S. Bureau of Safety, Environmental Enforcement, offshore drilling regulations. That'll be fun when we've got drilling regulations that are completely unplugged from the actual operations that are taking place under the sea. Again, this is one of those things where you don't see it. You look and you see a bunch of waves, a horizon, and some sky, and you think everything's okay. Right. He's against, he's for oil and gas development on public lands without, of course, any public say on the matter. And as the Smog Blog has reported, Catanzaro served as a top energy aide during Trump's campaign. So he's been with the Trump people for a long time now. According to Greenwise, he's expected to serve as a special assistant to Trump for energy and environmental issues under the umbrella of the White House National Economic Council. So what it'll be up to, as we understand it at this point, include implementing the president's domestic energy and environmental agenda and kind of managing the interagency process that deals with those issues. A source close to Trump administration says it's likely to be the most influential domestic energy policy position in the White House. And it's going to be a real comfort, as it were, to industry and conservatives who view him as a champion of free market energy and environmental policies. This guy, we're worried about him. Yeah, we're worried about him getting this position. But, you know, all of these people, as these positions are being doled out, they haven't even started yet. They are very powerful people, and they will have a limitless funding for whatever it is that they want to do. And that will include, even before they start to do it, a very large load of propaganda. And much of it will be designed to seduce the soft left, the people who like to think of themselves as progressives when it's convenient and when it jibes with what they hear on various minorly center-left types of media outlets. That said, hopefully we will be talking with Steve Horn in just a little bit. Moving right along, a Pennsylvania state senator used colorful language to describe his feelings about Donald Trump after he threatened a Texas state senator. So what happened was that Senator Dalen Leach took to social media, where else, to ask Donald Trump to come after him, so that's in quotes, come after him instead of his target, calling the President of the United States a fascist, loofah-faced, and then we have to beep out the next word, and the final word of the epithet is gibbon. So it's a fascist, loofah-faced, bleep, gibbon. He let fly on Facebook and Twitter, and so far the posts are still up, so take a look for that. It's a wonderful, wonderful posting if I ever saw one. So we now have billionaire Betsy DeVos, who's ignorant of most basic federal programs, now she's the education secretary. She appears we can only hope that Betsy DeVos is as her ignorance will serve to trip her up every step of the way. Those on the left and Democrats, we can't certainly call them both one and the same thing, but we'll be laying traps for her. And about the only thing that can be done at this point is to slow her down by throwing obstacles in her path and by supporting public schools, by doing everything that we can and to lend whatever resources that we are able to, time and energy, our own good words, our own efforts, lend that to your public school, because public schools have been one of the greatest gifts that America has ever bestowed on her people. They're places where our kids of all different backgrounds get together, they are tossed into one classroom, and they learn how to socialize with people very oftentimes very much unlike themselves. For that matter, now and then, as they come up through the grades, they're going to meet at times an awful teacher, a truly dreadful teacher. And, you know, it teaches the kids how do you get along with difficult people. Say, for example, a difficult boss or any type of power figure, any type of authority figure that one might encounter along life's way, you first encounter that person in public schools, and that's where you learn how to get along. They are amazing, encyclopedic. Catalogs of all the things that one might learn. Instead of being put into school where you get to learn exactly what your parents think you ought to learn from people that you that they think you ought to learn it from, and you basically see people just like yourself all the time. No, public schools are very different from that, and that's why they're so valuable to us, and why Betsy DeVos is such a terrible, serious threat. I think in just a few minutes, we are about to switch gears. We're going to go out to the KBOO membership doc, as it were, and find out how we are doing, what direction we're heading today. We do have a goal. I'm not sure what that is, but it's a very reasonable goal, and it's a goal that you are going to, I know you want to feel good about accomplishing that goal. Whenever we do on this program, whenever we do accomplish our goal, I literally leap in the air. I run about. It is the best thing that can happen, and it does happen. It happens on a regular basis, because you make it happen. You make these goals happen. They come, they go. They're mileposts along the way. And as those mileposts roll past, all of us grow stronger and stronger, and more capable, more flexible, more able to roll with punches, make anything that's thrown at us work against those who would oppose us. So this is a learning experience too. This is what we're here for today. We're going to go out to that membership room right now. I want to thank Derek Crooks. He is the AM News and Public Affairs Director, and he is in fact engineering for us today. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and make that call right now today.
Hello. This is Kyle and Teresa. We're doing a winter membership drive for the month of February for KBOO Community Radio. Right now we have a room full of volunteers accepting your phone calls, accepting your one-time donations or your monthly contributions, and that number is 877-500-5266.
And that number again, which I've been told I've been saying too quickly, I'm going to slow down and give you the number.
Nice.
877-500, maybe if I think of myself pressing buttons on a phone. Now I have to start over. Okay, 877 is the toll-free number. 500, easy to remember, 500-5266. Spells KBOO, 5266. So the number again, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And we do need you to call right now. We're suggesting that you become a $10 a month donor. And at $10 a month, we have some lovely t-shirts that we would like to share with you. You can be one of those.